In Northern California, some 100,000 households weren't able to watch NBC's exclusive coverage of the pair's figure skating, or any other bit of the games for that matter. NBC ditched its longtime San Francisco affiliate when it bought a station in San Jose, about 50 miles south. Since then, transmission problems have left pockets of the Bay Area without NBC programming. NPR's Elaine Corey has more.
NBC shifted its affiliation on January 1st, and since then, San Franciscans have had two choices: subscribe to cable or kiss popular shows such as Frasier and The West Wing goodbye. Without cable, fans tune to the new NBC affiliate and see nothing but static. With the Winter Games approaching, criticism of NBC brass soared. That's when the network announced it would throw a party. A lavish, free party on San Francisco's Embarcadero, with T-shirts and hats and 33 big-screen televisions tuned to the opening ceremonies.
The Olympic torch has arrived in Salt Lake City, about to conclude a journey of...
Throngs of people crowded around banquet tables piled high with 4,000 pounds of food. Munching on skewered chicken with peanut sauce, San Francisco native Jay Miller was one partygoer appeased by NBC's gesture.
The spread is acceptable. I would have liked filet mignon and some crabs from the Fisherman's Wharf, but yes, this will work for now.
But NBC is far from off the hook. Despite the festive evening, many partygoers slammed the network for abandoning the fifth largest television market in the nation. According to 28-year-old Matthew Graham, a one-night party is small consolation for missing the real competition.
I don't get the reception, and I'm not going to be able to see a lot of the games, so I'm a little upset by that. I don't really understand why it happened, but I feel like I kind of always took for granted that I would get the three major networks, and now that I don't, kind of questioning what the deal is and if it's going to stay like this forever.
NBC was lured from San Francisco by a complex business deal that saved the network about $500 million while retaining a toehold in a major market. As for the reception problems, NBC blames the region's terrain. Its broadcast signal now must travel from Silicon Valley and then navigate San Francisco's famous hills to reach many households. NBC announced it might have a quick fix in time for the Olympics, but then backed off, saying the fix would cause more problems than it solved. Eventually, the network could move its transmitter north or install what are called translators to boost the signal, but Blake Bryant, NBC's chief of promotions, has no idea when that might happen.
Those things take time to engineer, they take time to research, and they take time for the federal government to say, okay, yeah, you can do that. So that research is continuing. We think we've got some pretty good ideas for the long-term fix. It's just going to take some time to do that.
In the meantime, NBC says die-hard TV fans might consider subscribing to cable. That's a solution many people resent, and others say they would jump at if they only had the chance. Again, Matthew Graham.
I live in an area where cable's not an option, and I can't afford to spend the money on satellite TV or whatever, so, you know, I have no option.
Consumers aren't the only ones complaining about NBC's move. Some media critics have also been howling. John McManus with the Berkeley Media Studies Center says station owners have been enriched at the expense of the viewing public.
We saw the marketplace in action in which every player at the table pursued their self-interest rather ruthlessly. And the one party that wasn't at the table was the public. Now, the FCC is supposed to protect the public's interest because television, as you know, is regulated. But the FCC in this case really dropped the ball.
Despite the controversy, NBC's Bay Area ratings have soared since the Olympics began. According to the network, two-thirds of all Americans will tune in to at least a portion of the Winter Games. In San Francisco, lots of miffed viewers will be sitting in sports bars or mooching cable off their friends. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.